proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We continue our series about Elisha, the plowman prophet. To set the stage for what Elisha was doing next, we turn the clock back to the events recorded in 1 Kings chapter 19. God commissioned Elijah to do three things. Quote, "Go, return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria, and Jehu the son of Nimshi shall thou anoint to be king over Israel, and Elisha the son of Shaphath of Abel-Meholah shalt thou anoint to be prophet in thy room." Unquote. Of that three-part commission, Elijah only accomplished the final part, namely choosing Elisha to be his successor. It fell to the latter prophet to fulfill the first two sections of that divine mandate. After hearing that Elisha had come to Damascus, King Ben-Hadad of Syria dispatched a man named Hazael to the prophet. The king wanted to know whether or not he would recover from his current illness. Elisha gave him a paradoxical answer, quote, "Thou mayest certainly recover. Howbeit, the Lord hath showed me that he shall surely die," with reference to the king of Syria. The prophet then gazed upon Hazael and shed tears. When the Syrian emissary asked the prophet why he wept, Elisha replied that he had foreseen the atrocities that Hazael would perpetrate upon the Jewish people. Hazael very vehemently denied that he had any such evil intentions. Yet, as soon as Hazael returned to Syria, he murdered Ben-Hadad and seized the Syrian throne. This man Hazael would prove a thorn in the flesh to the kingdoms of Israel and Judah. Under his leadership, the Syrians defeated the forces of Israel at the city of Ramoth-Gilead, wounding King Jehoram of Israel. Hazael also besieged Jerusalem. King Jehoash of Judah had to buy him off with resources and treasures taken from the temple in Jerusalem. Elisha the prophet did not personally anoint Jehu to be the next king of Israel. Rather, he delegated that task to one of the sons of the prophets. That individual found Jehu, along with other Jewish commanders, at Ramoth-Gilead. The son of the prophet took Jehu aside, anointed him with oil, and told him that God had chosen him as Israel's ruler. Upon Jehu's return, he informed his fellow officers of what had transpired. They immediately proclaimed Jehu as the king. Similar events happened in the later Roman Empire. Troops from different areas of the empire endorsed their commanders to be the next emperor. And indeed, there were a number of different men who claimed to be emperor from the far-flung outreaches of the Roman Empire. Note that neither Hazael of Syria nor Jehu of Israel were godly men. Hazael had murdered his predecessor. Hazael had perpetrated atrocities on the Jewish people. What about Jehu? In 2 Kings chapter 10, the writer observed that, quote, "Jehu took no heed to walk in the law of the Lord God of Israel with all his heart," unquote. Bible students might bristle at this, but God does employ wicked nations and wicked individuals as means of advancing his plans. For example, in the 10th chapter of Isaiah, God alluded to the Assyrians as, quote, "the rod of my anger," unquote. In Habakkuk 1, God declared that he would chastise the kingdom of Judah through the Chaldeans, a group that he referred to as, quote, "that bitter and hasty nation," unquote. Hazael and Jehu were instruments of God. God raised up Hazael as a chastisement upon the Jewish people. At the same time, he elevated Jehu to the throne for a specific mission, to destroy the house of Ahab, a mission that Jehu accomplished. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible session.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.